With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue was recently at the Washington International Trade Association and took a moment to discuss the recent NAFTA negotiations and confirmed that there is a certain amount of anxiety about how those negotiations will come out, but he did say that he's optimistic.
We're all anxious about the conclusion of those negotiations, and I think very hopeful they will conclude positively. I think I've been able to impress on the administration a, first of all, do no harm Hippocratic oath in trade negotiations with that, but that remains to be seen. Trade is bilateral. Negotiations are bilateral. We can't just insist on our provisions in there. It's bilateral. So there is some anxiety as to be expected until these are concluded. But again, I think the president is very determined to get better deals for U.S. producers, U.S. farmers, and the U.S. economy as a whole. How do we reconcile that? Probably won't be known until we're all done and we're all over.
Now, for those that are not familiar with NAFTA, it came into force in 1994. It created what is now the world's biggest free trade bloc. But the pact has been the focus of criticism in recent years. Opponents here in the United States argue that it's allowed Mexico to benefit at the expense of its neighbors to the north. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.